This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, back at the end of September and early October of last year, we started to hear rumblings around Pure Prairie Poultry, based in Minnesota, filing for bankruptcy and leaving numerous poultry producers in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin without essential resources to feed their broiler chickens. Millions of birds had to be euthanized humanely to prevent the suffering they were having, as feed sources were scarce to be had. In fact, IDALS was even obtaining an emergency court order to take custody of 1.3 million chickens across 14 farms here in the state. Wisconsin farmer Terry Filler was one of those who was left with 85,000 unfed birds for 9 days and expressed much frustration. Well, now we get an update from him 6 months later, and he said it doesn't seem to be any better. We'll find out what's going on next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
When we last heard from Wisconsin farmer Terry Filla, he was very upset about Wisconsin's refusal to euthanize suffering animals humanely. And now, more than 6 months later, after the Pure Prairie bankruptcy situation started, Fila says they still haven't heard anything about recouping any of the money lost from this situation. And understandably, he's frustrated and says that he's disappointed in USDA and the congressional representatives who had all promised to help the situation for their farmers.
Nope, we have not gotten anything back yet. I haven't really heard anything from anybody. We had emailed them and they said, well, hopefully they were going to get a payment out this week, but I'm not counting on anything. USDA, they haven't done anything. Congress, we haven't heard anything from them. They don't even want to call you back. They wanted the story and all that. They got their names out there for election time, you know, just in time to make it look like they were doing something. But as far as I know, I don't know of anything being done right now.
Just how like this whole thing started, Fila's not the only farmer that's hanging in the lurch. However, the procedure for Pure Prairie's bankruptcy has not been typical, and this adds to the frustration of the producers who were hung out to dry.
Yeah, we're all calling Lighthouse. They're the ones that are handling the receivership instead of bankruptcy. They put it into a receivership, so they say it's supposed to move faster, but it's not. It got held up because there was a couple individuals that thought they were going to get all the money. Tried to force them into involuntary Chapter 7, and it took the judge 3 months to get it dismissed before he made his decision to dismiss it. So that backed us up another 3 months. Right now, like I said, your guess is as good as ours.
Fila says what it boils down to is that they've been made too many promises that won't even make them whole from this whole bankruptcy situation. Essentially, what it's doing is punishing the producers of Pure Prairie for a second time after already losing their birds, after trying to do the right thing.
Well, they still have to pay us the packers and stockers claim. Our last birds went out late. October 18th or something like that. I'd have to ask my wife exactly when the date was, but that's when we're supposed to be paid up until that point. But I don't know, when I talked to the people at Lighthouse, they said, well, your claim was like, I don't know, I think it was like $25,000, but they were going to pay 30% of that this week or try to. I was like, well, 30%? I said, that's not even going to cover the electricity and the gas bill that was left, not to mention the payments and everything else that are behind.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.